I'm speaking with Gary Woodward and then also Michael Lamar. Okay. And you just did the presentation on water to not just the people in the room, but to actually the community at large.
That's correct. We did. And we hope that this is the beginning of an ongoing public education campaign of what our water portfolio really looks like. And with Gary's future modeling, will give us the ability to run different scenarios in terms of where we're going from here.
So if you were going to boil everything down into one message, the most important message, obviously there's a lot of other ones, what would that message be?
It's hard to boil down to one message, but one important message is you've been doing a good job and there's absolutely no reason to panic. Mm-hmm. You've got options, you're in really good shape. It's hard for me to imagine a scenario where you have serious water supply problems within the next 20 years. It's very hard for me to, and I'm not saying it's likely after 20 years, I'm saying that's as far out as I would care to hazard a guess at this point.
And we think, we being the city, that we need to explain that to the public, because I don't know how you feel, and I don't make it put you on the spot, but I don't know that that's the public perception right now of the water situation in this community.
I do think that there is a feeling of almost like hoarding, you know, we have to, you know, conserve it, watch it, you know, and everything like that. And I would think that maybe part of your hope is that this will offer some freedom in the community to be the community we can be.
I totally am on board with that, and I agree with, and we just want to make sure that people understand the reality of the circumstances, because maybe they haven't historically. And not for anything, we should be trumpeting our own horn. I think we've done a really good job. I haven't. The people mm-hmm. before me have.
So you look at water situation, as you said in your presentation, differently than, say, ADWR does. And how did you come about looking at it from the perspective that you look at it?
Well, ADWR is a regulator that exists, particularly in the AMAs, to make sure we never have a day where there's a major population in Arizona that is literally running out of water. So if you have taken care of that, then there's not an awful lot that ADWR is going to demand of you above and beyond that. But there's so many aspects of water and things you can do with water in so many ways it interacts with quality of life. And those just aren't anything that ADWR is mandated to care about.
No, those are local policy decisions that should be made by local city councils. I mean, honestly,
yeah.
And what we're hoping that as we present this, that there are opportunities we haven't considered before, because there's always been this underlying fear that we're running out of water when we're really not.
So the model you're going to provide sometime before April, that's going to offer an opportunity to look at different scenarios, to plug in different information, correct? To see, like, if we have 3 years of drought, what will that do? Will it do that sort of thing for the city to be able to manage their water?
Yeah, I would say a more likely scenario is this 18 to 20 year drought. What if it goes on another 10 years? Mm-hmm. Another interesting scenario would be, what if the drought ends tomorrow and our precipitation gets back to the longer historical average? So it's not really built for, if this happens next year, then what happens the following year? It's a bit of a longer term perspective.
Okay.
Well, and you know, one of the things we've talked a lot about too is, you know, a lot of communities use water as a growth management tool. And in some places, water is scarce and there's not enough water to accommodate build out. Mm-hmm. But if you have the water, and if you don't want to grow for a lot of other reasons, don't grow. But mm-hmm. don't hide behind water.
So for a long time, the city looked at it as, we promised this much water to this person, and this much water to this person, and this much water to this person. Therefore, we're out of water because we've promised all this stuff. And your perspective...
Well, they could run out of this current paper water that they created.
Right.
But it's become so disconnected from the wet water situation that it's a little silly.
Right.
Because every year they got less paper water than the year before, and for the last 13, 14 years, they've got more wet water than the year before.
Mm-hmm. So that's where your perspective comes in, is like, let's look at what we actually have,
yes.
what actually exists, and let's use that as our foundation rather than some theoretical, you know, possibility.
Arbitrary set-asides.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we were doing per residential lot 0.35 mm-hmm. acre feet when the reality is 0.17.
So that going to change? I mean,
yeah, it's changed already, but it's going to change more. I mean, we're going to look at the best way to do it. One of the things I've toyed with is, you know, like a lot of the developments, at least larger scale developments, they're phased, right? So developer comes in and says, I want water. We say, we have the water, but I'm going to allocate based on your actual usage for a 36-month period of time. In other words, I'm going to give you what for phase two, what you're using in phase one, instead of an arbitrary set-aside, which is better than an arbitrary set-aside, at least in my opinion.
And will ADWR allow you to do that?
Yeah, you have complete control over that.
They just say this is how much water you can use, and however you use it is your responsibility.
You want to live in your water budget, but how you do that.
It's all yours.
It's up to you.
Okay, well, thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated.